This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Scott Howell.
Good neighbors, and welcome to the Good Neighbor Podcast, brought to you by the Friends and Neighbors Group of Cleveland and the greater Chattanooga area. My name is Scott Howell, of course, and I'm your host. And for all you first-time listeners, the purpose of the Good Neighbor Podcast is to bring awareness to the residents living in our communities regarding locally owned and or operated businesses in Cleveland, Chattanooga, Dalton, surrounding areas. Small local businesses are the backbone of our communities, and they need our support. And join me today, their good neighbor, Michael Chastain of the Academy. Glad to have you with us today, Michael.
Honored to be here, sir. Thank you for having me.
Did I pronounce your last name correctly?
You did, sir.
All right, good. I forgot to ask you just to make sure before we start recording it. I hate when I miss I hate when I miss people's names up.
Yeah, it's easy to do sometimes.
Well, you know, we want to learn all about what the Academy has to offer. Kind of a mysterious name, the Academy. We don't know exactly what you do, so we're going to let you dive in. But before you do, I know your wife was supposed to be here with you and some things happened that prevented her. So would you like to share with us a little bit about yourself and your family?
Yes, sir. I moved here when I was 18 to Cleveland. So let's see, I've been here 35 years now. And my wife, Jennifer, she's a lifelong citizen of Cleveland. Love the community. I work for the county building inspector. She's self-employed. Don't have any children. We enjoy teaching kids and spoiling our nieces and nephews, but we do have a dog that we spoil that we call our child, but we love our pets and animals. And
I understand that story. I don't have any kids or grandkids either, but I got old Clyde laying over here, my boxer. He's laying over here with me.
Absolutely.
I got a bunch of nieces and nephews I love to death.
Yes, sir. Same way here.
Well, let's dive in and talk about the Academy. Oh, I'm sorry. I meant to ask your wife's name.
Jennifer.
Okay. So we don't just leave her out there in the dark. Jennifer. She's one of the instructors there too.
She is. She's okay. The head yoga instructor, and she also is one of our female jiu-jitsu instructors too.
Okay. Well, so let's just dive in and talk about the Academy. Tell me everything you want us to know.
Okay. So we opened the business in 2013. So we've been in business for a little bit in Cleveland, and we train jiu-jitsu. And we also have a youth program that teaches 11 through 14 year olds at this time. And then we have a yoga fitness classes that my wife teaches as well. We're a certified Alan Baker Living Mechanics Jiu-Jitsu is a program we follow. He actually owns Atlanta Martial Arts Center, but he grew up in Cleveland.
All right. That's interesting. So
it's a blend of Gracie Jiu-Jitsu, combat submission, wrestling, and judo. Alan has over 20 black belts now. So he's our main instructor and mentor, and we follow his program. Teaches good mechanics and how to deal with an aggressive, stronger opponent, you know, using skeletal alignment, framing. And just last year, after 14 years, I went down to Atlanta and tested for my black belt under him.
Oh, wow.
Which was a huge honor for me to have all the black belts around me watching the test. And
absolutely.
Truly honored to get to do that after 14 years. My wife, Jennifer, second degree brown now. So she's inching closer to that black belt as well.
Okay.
And we focus more on street self-defense. All jiu-jitsu is good. But we want to go with that real world self-defense. We want you to be good on the mats, but also think about, hey, let's do it with this type of mechanics where if I have to do it on the street, I don't hurt myself, right? So there's a difference. There's a difference. We love grappling, but there's a difference between grappling and unfortunately, sometimes we might have to fight. So there's a difference, but it's a good, safe family atmosphere. So that's a little bit in a nutshell about what we do.
So tell me about your journey, Michael. How did all this come to be? We're now you have the Academy. Just kind of tell me about it all.
Okay. So it started out, my wife, she actually started doing some kickboxing I believe it was called The Rush at the time. Not sure what the name of the gym is now.
I remember The Rush. Yeah.
Yeah. It's been a while.
Yeah.
And so she said, this is so much fun. You should come try it. Well, it sounded great. You know, I went and just loved the class. I did it for about a year. And then they brought in Professor Baker. And I thought, well, I've been doing this kickboxing for about a year. And, you know, felt like I was a pretty good athlete. And then I got to, you know, just spar with him, which he's super careful, super nice. And wow, he, you know, just kind of toyed with me. I was like, I have to learn this art. I saw the practicality of it and the use for self-defense and just absolutely loved the benefits of it. And so we trained with him and mentored under him, kept doing it at The Rush, you know, maybe 3 or 4 years. And then we thought, you know, we would like to have our own place.
Yeah.
Train as much as we want. And we had some friends training with us.
Yeah.
And so we opened a place and surprisingly, it just took off. We started getting more and more people. And here we
That's
go.
Great. So do I, am I under correct understanding when I say judo is encouraged to be more of a self-defense mechanism if somebody attacks you rather than you being the aggressor?
Well, what we do, we look at things 3 different ways.
Okay.
I can be ahead of time as a threat. I can be on time. Or worst case, I'm behind time.
Okay.
So we want to look at all 3 scenarios, but I absolutely, yeah, we definitely focus on the self-defense, how to defend yourself against somebody's trying to punch you, somebody's trying to choke you, you know, ladies, you know, we have a lot of ladies to train with us. What's the first thing?
Yeah, that's great.
They grab hair, you know.
Yeah.
So we want to teach, absolutely, we want to teach, you know, how to defend many things on the feet, as well as when it goes to the ground, because it goes to the ground quite a bit. But we do it, you know, in a safe, practical manner.
That's awesome. You know, of course, I mean, I think it would be great if we all knew self-defense, but especially, you know, ladies, so much, there's just so much, you know, sexual aggression in the world now. And so a lady, unfortunately, ladies catch the brunt end of that most of the time. And so I think it's great that there's a place they can go learn how to defend themselves and defend themselves well, you know.
Absolutely. Yes, sir. I think we have 8 ladies that train with us now. So we have an environment. We have Jennifer there as a high level instructor. And like I said, it's a family friendly atmosphere. So they're going to be comfortable there. And that's the way we keep it. So we have a lot of ladies.
I'm sure Jennifer will hear this recording later. And just kudos to you, Jennifer, for doing what you do as well. You and Michael both. But I know you're not here. So just want you to know we appreciate you.
Sure, appreciate that.
So tell me about any myths or misconceptions sometimes people have when they come and, you know, they're just not sure about all this. Talk to us about that.
And I'll give you the quick answer. There's always 2 that I hear a lot. I'm just going to go in. I'm going to get beat up. Everybody's going to try to beat me up. There might be some places that do that, but we do not. We want you to come in, be comfortable. We're going to show you things in a safe, technical manner. Every student we have, they will help teach that person. It's just like a family. They're going to help that person be comfortable.
That's nice.
And they're not even allowed to. This is just our house rule. They're not allowed to do any type of even light sparring until they've had at least 10 classes. So that's just not going to happen. Everybody's going to be careful with them and train.
Yeah. Kind of like lifting weights is better to learn the technique first before you get into the heavy stuff.
Absolutely. I tell the guys and ladies there, the most important person here is your training partner. Because without them, we can't train.
There you go. Yeah.
The second one that I hear the most is, well, I'm going to wait till I get in shape.
Oh, yeah.
I hear that a lot. Not necessary. Come in, you will do a warm-up, you go at your own pace. Right.
Yeah.
It's very beginner friendly.
You said that about your most important person is your training partner. So does a person need to have a training partner with them when they come, or do you provide people for them to do that?
There will be plenty of people there to partner with you. You do not need to bring a partner. And we'll put you, usually you're going to be either with me or Jen, and we're going to help you.
Okay.
Yeah, you'll have somebody with
that's
you.
That's good. Kind of like having your own somebody. Personal trainer in a way.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Well, let's step outside of work for a minute, Michael. You and Jennifer, y'all are busy there. You have a full-time job of your own plus what you do there. And it's correct. Just full-time, I guess, there at your place. But when you're not at work, what do you do for fun?
You know, right now, we'll just go with right now. Right now, we're okay. So busy, which is a great thing. We just enjoy time with our family. We cherish that.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's our number one thing. And when we can, you know, hopefully once or twice a year, we can, you know, maybe make it to the beach or somewhere, a trip with her and I.
Yeah.
And, one thing I kind of just got back into, I did it when I was younger. There's a new sports car shop here in town.
Yeah.
I remember I used to really like to collect sports cards. So
yeah.
I met these guys and kind of just been having fun doing that, you know. It's just fun. I haven't done it in probably, you know, 30 years, and it's changed, and just kind of been fun going back to that hobby a little bit.
Absolutely. Yeah. Have you been up in Pigeon Forge, Gatlinburg, when they have the car? I forgot what they call that, but it's got a name to it, but I can't think right now.
Oh, I'm talking about sports cards, like collecting cards, like a baseball card. Yes, sir. Cards. Yes, sir.
I thought you meant cars.
I wish that was true. That's okay. Yeah, just sports cards, baseball cards. There's a new place in town. I think it's called Quantum Sports. Great place. I'll give them a little plug there. Great guys. I enjoyed collecting, you know, baseball, football, basketball cards.
That's awesome.
Just for fun, a little hobby.
I had a friend that collected so many cards. Honestly, he'd take a bedroom and turn it into storage room. He had so many cards, whole sets, you know, box sets. It's unbelievable.
I don't have quite that many. Wish I did.
Yeah, hey, it's still a fun hobby, though, right?
I enjoy it.
Yeah. So let me ask you a question about going back to jiu-jitsu a minute. So if, you know, outside of the self-defense of the jiu-jitsu, what other benefits can someone expect to learn when they're learning this art?
Yeah, you're definitely going to increase your flexibility and strength. Okay. You know, right off the bat, just doing the light warm-ups, you would be surprised how quickly that increases. Your cardio is going to increase naturally. You know, we're not going to force anything, but you'll just naturally do it. And one thing I hear a lot from my students, and myself as well, if I have a bad day at work, a long day, and I can't decide, well, I don't know if I want to go to class, and you wind up coming. And I've never heard anybody say, man, I regret going to class. So to me,
stress reliever.
There's a physical side, and then there's that mental side. It helps you mentally, not only on the mats, but it helps me in life to deal with uncomfortable situations.
Yes.
Without getting mad or angry. It helps me mentally with that. And stress, anxiety can help. I hear
a lot of people talk about going to gym. You know, they say it's my happy place. So sounds like it's what you're talking about. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's such a good family atmosphere there too. That's one of our key things we strive for. Everybody to have fun, right?
That's
good self-defense and have fun.
I'm sure if Jennifer was here, she'd talk a little bit about the yoga side too. Do those two, do the two kind of cohabitate together?
They could, especially with the flexibility. I don't do it as much as I should, but yes, absolutely. The breathing is important in jiu-jitsu.
I've tried to do some yoga before, and you know, I always looked at yoga as kind of like, you know, I'm more of a weight guy, like the iron, you know. But I tell you what, I went through a yoga workout one day. And I was so sore. I was sore for days. I just couldn't believe it. I thought, man, I didn't know there was muscles right there. You know, I didn't know.
Same way when I get a chance to do it. Same way, even after doing jiu-jitsu,
They put me through the ring.
It's
I should have made that comment. I should have made that comment before this class started.
It's good. It is. It's good stuff. Yeah. She teaches it properly, though. She'll usually show a beginner how to do it, beginner, this technique. And then if you want more advanced, do it this way.
Before I started trying to do yoga, I thought downward dog was a breed. A dog I never heard of.
Yes, absolutely.
That's a real thing, you know.
Yes, for sure.
Let me ask you this. If there was one thing that you wish listeners knew about the Academy that they probably wouldn't know unless you told them, and you wanted to shout it from the rooftops, what would that be?
Well, like we just, I kind of mentioned it already.
Okay.
Yeah. The mental aspect of it can help you so much. And I hear this across other people in the industry, high level martial artists, special forces guys. I get to talk to them some. Just the mental aspects can help you with your anxiety, your stress. Kids, the kids really need it too. The youth get off the video games and give them some real life experience. And I would throw another thing out there is I'd like to see more women. A lot of people think that the women, they don't get involved. That's one thing I would like them to know about the business is that this is a place where you have a female instructor and they can come and be in a comfortable and safe environment. That's and give them that confidence and a little bit of empowerment.
Oh yeah. I don't know why I like you. I love YouTube, watching stuff. And I'm big on watching fitness stuff on there. And there's this girl, I don't know her name. I don't even remember. I may have clicked that I follow her. I don't know, but she keeps popping up on my these little what they call them reels or whatever they call. I forgot.
They're called little short clips.
Yeah, the clip. Right. Yeah, and she keeps popping up where she's a little girl, but she's always and I believe it's jiu-jitsu that she's always with a guy, and sometimes a much heavier guy because it tells on there like how much the guy's weighs. She's going up again and. Of course, I'm sure she only shows the ones that she wins, but still, she's able to overcome him and him be that much larger than her. It's just fascinating to me. I'm thinking, why don't more women do this? Because,
absolutely.
And children, you mentioned children. There is so much bullying today.
Absolutely.
In schools. There's always been bullying. Okay. Life is real. But it seems like it's gotten worse. The bullying people endure. I mean, kids are killing themselves over what other kids think about it. If these parents out there, y'all are listening to us, if you can get your kids into something like this and teach them not only how to defend themselves physically if they have to, but also like Michael's talking about mentally. They mentally can defend themselves and get that self-confidence that they need, build that they are worth something. And don't what the other people over there are saying, they're just jerks. It don't matter that they are worth something and they have value and they are strong and teach them that maybe there'd be less of this child suicide.
I'm 100% agree. And I've had, I want to say four or five that have came to me that have been bullied, and we teach them how to deal with it properly.
Yeah, exactly.
They know when to defend themselves and stop. But it gives them that. You're absolutely right. It gives them that mental confidence and physical, if needed. Hopefully, not needed. If you can mentally be strong and get out of it without a physical altercation, we teach them that too.
A bully. I don't know if I should say this or not, but I always said bully needs either two things. You either ignore them or punch them in the nose, one or the other. But there's a level, bullies pick on people that they sense fear. And if somebody, even if somebody is not interested in fighting, that's not what they want to do, but they mentally are strong, that person can feel that. They can feel this is not anybody we want to pick on. We're not getting anywhere with it. We want somebody that's afraid. I think what you do is fascinating, Michael. You and Jennifer,
I really appreciate that.
Yeah, I hope the listeners will really take that into account and think, it's not that you're trying to teach your kid to be a bully. That's not what Michael and Jennifer are saying. They're teaching them to be prepared to defend themselves if something happened, whether, oh my goodness, how many child abductions do we hear nowadays? How many things do we hear?
Yes.
They're able to defend themselves, but mentally. They know they're strong. They know they're capable. They know they can hold their own. And what a projection that would put off of the lack of fear when they're approached in these situations. So, you know, kudos to y'all, Michael, Jennifer. Kudos to y'all for what you do, for helping the youth, helping the ladies and us men too. Anybody that can, you know, come in and learn this craft that y'all are offering, and the yoga and all the things that go with it as well. So I just want to tell y'all, thank you. I know probably people are saying, all right, Scott, shut up and tell us how to get a hold of them. How can we learn more about them? So online or offline, tell people how they can find out more or contact.
Offline, you can call me, text me, 423-284-3707. All right. And our website is ClevelandDefenseAcademy.com. It has all our links through our Facebook, Instagram, YouTube videos are all linked on there. You can shoot me an email if you want at theacademyinfo@att.net. And contact us on any of those. We give you a free week trial. You come out.
Oh, really?
Try anything you want. Totally free. We don't do any contracts or anything like that. So come out.
So 1 week.
Give us a try anytime.
Try it out.
Try it out. Okay. Absolutely. And if you think you need.
Bring your kids.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we have several husband, wife, son. We have a mother and son that train with us.
Oh, wow.
So it's pretty unique, brother, sister. So it's a family affair. Once they all get interested, it's all out. Okay.
And Michael, tell those age groups one more time.
The ages for the youth right now are 11 through 14. And then if they're, let's say they're at the 15 or 16 mark, we'll look at them and see if they would go to the youth or the adult class. So it's kind of a middle ground at that 15 to 16.
But if the child's in their single digits, they need to wait till they hit 11 to come over there. And go. Yeah.
We thought about a younger group, and we might do that in the future. But right now we're at 11 through 14 for what we teach.
Okay. So parents, if you've got an 11-year-old or up, bring them out there. Let them try it for a week. See if it's something that they catch on to. They might get addicted to something besides a video game, and that wouldn't be a bad thing. So,
correct.
Hey, Michael, thanks for being with us. Tell Jennifer we missed her, but thank you for being with us today.
Well, thank you, Scott. I certainly appreciate what you do, and thank you again for having me on. Much appreciated.
It's our pleasure. It's our pleasure. And to all the good neighbors of the Cleveland and the Chattanooga area, after meeting with Michael and learning more about the academy, I know they hope, him and Jennifer, hope you'll take a moment to consider all they have to offer and remember them. You know, if you're having those feelings of lack of self-confidence, you don't feel like you don't feel like you're important. You don't feel like you have a purpose or your kids are struggling through those things. If your kids are being bullied, you know, not that you want them to be a fighter. That's not the point. You want them to have the self-confidence they need that will project that to people who would want to bully, that they don't even want to bully your child. But if they did, your child knows how to handle himself. And like you said, Michael said, he knows when to stop. That's important, too. But think about all these things. Consider this. And you can't beat a week of trying it for free. Come on out and just try it for free. And I can promise you, Michael's not telling me to say any of this. I just resonate. I feel his passion. I see the sincerity in what he's saying. I can see him. Y'all can't, but so just try him out. Give him a try. It might be worth it. And before ending this episode, I'd like to thank you all, the listeners, for taking time out of your busy day to visit with us at the Good Neighbor Podcast. And always remember, support the locally owned and or operated businesses in Cleveland, Dalton, the greater Chattanooga area. And this is Scott Howell, the Friends and Neighbors Group. Everyone go out and make this a remarkable day.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpcleveland.com. That's gnpcleveland.com. Or call 423-380-1984.